and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packet, you should have received a draft of the minutes from the December 2nd, 2025 meeting. After reading those, any changes or amendments need to be made to those? Without hearing any changes or amendments, the minutes are accepted as presented. Item number one on our agenda is co-adoption of the City of Boardman Transportation Assistance Plan, ATSP 16226. The application is to co-adopt the Boardman TSP to apply to lands within the urban growth boundary. Criteria for approval include Morrow County Zoning Ordinance, Article 8, and amendments. Good evening. My name is Stacy Extra. I'm the chair for the Morrow County Planning Commission, and I'll proceed over tonight's meetings. Persons who wish to provide testimony may do so orally or in writing. Testimony and evidence must be directed toward the applicable criteria. Failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision makers and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes an appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals on that issue. Please sign in the back of the room or make a note in chat if you're in Zoom if you'd like to present testimony. Please only speak when you're identified by the chair and begin by giving your name, spelling out your name and your address. If you have exhibits for our consideration, please provide a copy to staff. If you'd like to request that the commission hold open the record or continue hearing, you must make that request before the public portion of the hearing is closed. That concludes this introduction. Any commission members want abstain, declare a conflict of interest or bias or ex parte contact?
Yes.
All right.
So, Chair, I think Commissioner Ayala wanted to step aside with a potential conflict on the TSP co-adopt, so she said she'll sit in the gallery.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, with that... Sorry, you added a new paragraph,
yes.
A sentence in there for me. Does any persons in the audience wish to request that a member of the commission abstain or declare conflict of interest or bias or disclose an ex parte contact with a member of the commission?
My name is Jonathan Tolman. On the 10/28 date, everything that's in that meeting, I would like for it to be added to the record.
Okay, that's not this question. Yes,
right.
I will get to that. I'm going to get to that. This was if you wanted anybody removed off the commission.
Well, I brought it up about the people. I don't want to accuse because it gets very confrontational, but I brought are you asking me a question? I brought it up about the conflict of interest, but I'm going to bring it up again as far as the conflicts because now it's the city TSP and not the county TSP, and so it's very colluded and confusion. But of course, I have to explain everything up here. It's gonna be very frustrating to explain.
Okay. But what I ask, does anybody have anyone?
It's in the record on 10/28.
At this time, I'll call for the staff report, please.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Ekstrom, members of the commission. My name is Tamara Mabbitt. I'm the planning director, Morrow County. Staff memo in front of you, I'll just briefly summarize. The City of Boardman went through about an 18-month plus process to update their city transportation system plan. From time to time, folks from the county planning department and public works participated, and many members of the City of Boardman. The transportation system plan is intended to also apply to all the urbanizable properties within the city urban growth area. So the purpose of the county co-adopting is that the city's TSP would apply for lands within the urban growth area. It would not apply to lands adjacent to the city's urban growth area. So as I mentioned, the city with their consultant Kittleson and Associates had a robust public involvement. I'd point out, as noted in my memo, that the joint management agreement between the city and the county that sets forth the applicable codes, the regulatory, the planning authority for the urban growth area, notes that lands within the urban growth area are subject to adopted city plans and codes, and that's found in the joint management agreement. It was pointed out that the link I had to the joint management agreement wasn't a hot link. It printed on my page like a hot link, but at any rate, that's been the intent since the early 80s between the city and the county. So the city asked the county to co-adopt it. We've reviewed it. Again, carrying out just that formal and informal collaborative process between the city and the county. Staff has presented this to the Planning Commission. Your job tonight will be to make a recommendation to the Board of Commissioners, and they will have the final action as to whether or not they'll formally adopt, co-adopt the City of Boardman's transportation system plan that would apply within the urban growth area. Let's see, back in August of 2025, the city invited the county to have a joint work session. So it was the city and county planning commissions, some of you were there, and the city council and the board of commissioners. And they did a pretty detailed presentation of the draft plan at that time. And the city has since adopted that agreement. We've included in your packet a complete copy of the city's transportation system plan, the city's adopting ordinance, the city planning commission findings, correspondence from Jonathan Tallman, and then also what we have labeled the Laurel Lane vicinity map. Since the time the packet was posted, we try to post them 10 days prior to the hearing, but just workload, sometimes we just don't get there. So by law, we're required to post it and make it available to the public 7 days prior to the hearing, which we did. So this, Michaela had it posted before the end of the day on Tuesday, January 20th. From that date, any materials that are submitted, we present to you as additional exhibits. We emailed those out yesterday. I would like to propose that the Planning Commission enter those two items as exhibits. And the first item is correspondence and email from Jonathan Tallman dated January 21st. That could be Exhibit 1. Exhibit 2 is 151 pages with the correspondence from Jonathan Tallman dated January 25th. So if you don't have to do it by motion. Dan tells us we don't have to, but if you don't mind doing that, just to reassure the parties that you would adopt those as exhibits.
Could I have someone who would make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we enter that into the record, both those exhibits.
Okay. John made a motion. Second?
I will second that.
The motion has been made and second. Any additional comments?
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign.
Okay. The city staff is online if they want to go over any of the specifics of the city's transportation plan. I don't really have any details to share about that. It's just that we would apply it for any permitting that we do and future planning that we would do adjacent to the urban growth area.
Okay. With saying that, though, I do request that everyone keeps their comments at a minimum, because there's probably a lot of people that want to speak and we would like to hear everybody, but also, not to be rude, I don't need it till midnight going over that. So as we have in past meetings, we have limited if it's become an issue. So with saying that, at this time, I would ask the applicant of any proponents that would like to provide testimony or evidence.
Just a point of order, Chair. In this instance, the city is the applicant. So if we could defer that time constraint, that's normally our protocol.
Yeah, no,
so.
We changed the way the applicant.
Sorry, we changed your checklist too. So that's on us, not on you. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Carla, I think you.
Thank you, Chair Ekstrom. Carla McLean, City of Boardman. City's address is, I never remember, in Boardman. PO Box 229, I think it is, City of Boardman, Oregon. Yeah, we're here for co-adoption process. It's pretty straightforward. The city did, the city council appointed a public advisory committee, as your planning director shared. It was a very robust advisory committee. It was had a lot of representation from ODOT as well as local folks, as well as representatives from the county that served. They met several times, three meetings at least, very robust meetings and discussions. We had a couple outreach events. We had an open house about a year ago, almost a year ago to the day. We then did, as was mentioned, and many of you attended, the joint work session. So there's been a lot of outreach. There's been a lot of communication. It's a pretty standard transportation system plan. It identifies a number of future projects that will be very informative for the city moving forward. During our process, when we finally got to public hearings, we did have comment from Alex Hattenhauer through his attorney, Jennifer Breger, and they were, we addressed their concerns that they raised. They provided a reasonable comment around, related to issues around the port of, the city, the Main Street interchange. We do know that we need to further amend our Main Street IMP, which will come next or later. I'm happy to answer any questions. It's an incredibly robust document. We're not asking you to adopt our appendices, but there's also a very large volume of appendices that support this. And the Planning Commission findings, the city's Planning Commission findings address our substantive criteria and the goals that we found applicable, which are goals 1, 2, and 12. So that's really all I have to say. We just encourage you to forward this to the Board of Commissioners for their consideration, as I understand, next month. I'm here. I'm happy to answer any questions, should you have any.
Thank you. Are there... any questions of Carla at this point? Hearing none, next I'll invite proponents that provide testimony or evidence. I should have just stuck with my old one.
Sorry.
That's okay.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. At this time, I invite any opponents to testify and present evidence.
Good evening. My name is Cheryl Tallman. I live at 706 Southwest Mount Hood Avenue in the city of Boardman. And also, I am the owner of the Farmer's Cup, which is at 450 Laurel Lane Road. I am writing as the owner and the operator of the Farmer's Cup, a long-standing local business and tenant located on property affected by the overlapping parks, trail, and corridor planning actions currently advancing through the city, the county, the port, and the park district. I am not writing to oppose the parks or recreation planning. I am writing as a tenant and a community business owner to request that these corridor matters be handled with clarity and coordination, because the impacts are real on the ground, even when plans are described as conceptual. Conceptual versus factual matters to tenants and to small businesses. In these proceedings, we often hear major corridor elements described as conceptual. But from the standpoint of a tenant operating a business in the affected area, the practical reality is different. Once corridors are mapped in adopted plans, referenced across multiple agencies, and tied to further funding and implication discussions, they begin to function as real commitments in practice. Even without final construction, these actions create uncertainty that affects tenants, operations, investments, and long-term stability. The better path is negotiation and coordination up front. As a tenant, it is difficult to understand why these issues must be debated agency by agency through fragmented conceptual actions rather than addressed directly through transparent landowner and tenant coordination before implementation actually is hardened. If corridors may eventually require access right-of-way or changes affecting private property, then the community benefits most when the process includes clear written documentation, upfront coordination, good faith resolution before downstream reliance occurs. A request for procedural care and record clarity. I respectfully ask that the Morrow County proceed carefully tonight and ensure that the public record is complete. Affected tenants and landowners are not left under indefinite corridor uncertainty, and future implementation is not assumed before coordination occurs. The Farmers Cup, or whoever buys us, we want to remain a positive part of Boardman's future. The best way to achieve that is through clarity, fairness, and early negotiation, rather than continued corridor hardening through layered conceptual actions. Thank you for your service and for allowing this tenant perspective into the official record. Respectfully, Cheryl Tallman, owner and operator at the Farmers Cup.
Thank you.
Do you want this paper?
Do you want that paper? Or
we can keep that.
I'll hold it.
Okay. Thank you. Any additional?
What?
Oh, no, just asking for additional.
Can we all see this?
I can now.
Okay, thank you. All right. First of all, my name is Jonathan Tallman. That is my mom. I own the property at 450 first through the corporation, First John 217 LLC. Thank you for allowing me to speak. First, let me say that the TSP is on hold with ANITA, a notice of intent to appeal. So this, in my opinion, is premature that we're even adopting. Let's pause the TSP plan and let it play out in the Land Use Board of Appeals before it's adopted by the county. That just makes logical sense. So the first thing I want to say is I want all the records from 1028 and 1202 to be attached to the record. I do not see it attached to this record at all for what we're adopting here. If you remember correctly, in 1028, it got a little heated. It was down in Hepner, and I apologize for that. And there's so much frustration over this because the county at that time paid a contractor to come in and say, hey, this is how we want it done. Then on 1202, I came in again. I wasn't allowed to speak because it was a conceptual, not a factual. So that is a made-up story compared to a real story. And I want to work with everybody involved, but I can't. If it's a conceptual, I need to see the exact plans. And to show you what I'm referring to, and if you remember that meeting, okay, and this is from the 1028 meeting, at 4:15 on 2025, Carla says that Amazon is funding the entire thing. That is not a part of the packet. They said that they were going to run that trail conceptually from Paul Smith to Laurel Lane, and this is my property, conceptually speaking, okay? I want it factually. Then I asked them, I did a public records request, and I said, hey, I want to know why you changed from a conceptual, and then you blurted it out. See how it's blurted out? That is not in the record today. I'm asking that to be a part of the record today. Train of thought here. So then I did a public records request to ask those changes, and I was given a $10,000 bill from the city of Boardman to say, hey, you need to show, we didn't talk about this, you don't need to worry about this. And I said, wait a second, this should be a part of the public meeting, and if you look in the record, I have it, the 4:15 timestamp that the city of Boardman said it was funded by Amazon, Okay? Now, the city of Boardman, and I also attach this to the record, they've signed non-disclosure agreements. Okay? Who do they represent? They don't represent anybody. They don't want to show any of this stuff. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but how do they represent the people? How do they represent me as a business owner on this corridor to get this stuff done? So then, on 1028, I just want to show you that this is what they did. They did a conceptual design, just a quarter piece of it, okay? Because it's conceptual, not factual. But once you fund it, okay, what's the Boardman CIP, CIP is out there. The Morrow County CIP is out there. The CIP for Morrow County funded the Heritage Trail by $2 million, but I'll get to that later, okay? So anyways, what they do is conceptual. So then when they go back and make it factual and they fund it, they say, oh, well, it was conceptual and we approved this. So conceptual means factual and factual means that we can come back. If you remember what I said at the meeting, this is a giant shell game. This is what I'm referring to. And it's so frustrating because how do I explain this without being frustrated and that whole thing? And you saw how frustrated I got, and I apologize profusely at the meeting, okay? So, trying to
get you sidetracked here, Jonathan, but are we talking about the transportation plan or the Heritage Park?
So what they've done, and I'm going to show you, they've segmented the whole plan, okay? They've chopped it up into pieces. Well, goal two coordination means that they have to coordinate with the city, the county, the Parks Master Plan, which you guys are getting to as later, and they've segmented into five different portions. I've asked for them to put it together, but for the confusion of this, they've segmented it in, so this one can pass this way, this one can pass this way, this one can pass this way, and I'll get to you exactly, you know, how that works. And it's very frustrating because I'm trying to communicate this stuff that you have to understand the whole thing. And I've specifically asked to talk about this, and I've emailed Sheriff Bowles because I don't want to be interrupted through this process like I was last time, because if you're going to segment it, that means that you should be able to show of it, because when you take it to LUBA, LUBA doesn't like those type of things where they're segmenting the process. I also put in there the LUBA case from 2022. I don't see it attached to it, but I haven't had a chance to look over things. Another thing that I want to make sure that I'm stating here is that the city of Boardman, at the January 13 Parks and Master Plan, and it's going to be really hard to follow, and I apologize, I got up and spoke at the meeting, and I said, I would like a written copy of the record. And Carla said, well, we don't go online. I said, just tell me if I can get a written copy of the record. And she says, go online, get the packet. I said, Carla, let me use an example. That 4/15 date that I used, it does not have any of that packet information that's online. And that's why I asked for a written documentation. And that case right here for the City Parks and Master Plan has a notice of decision. And I am waiting because I'm going to have to do something on that case so that that doesn't solidify the corridor that basically hardens the funding so that my property is affected again unjustly, like the condemnation that we saw 7 years ago with my property. So again, I asked for that stuff to be a part of the record, and they didn't show it to me, and I just said, just tell me or not that you will give me the written record. And they said, no, we're not going to give you the written record. And I said, okay, thank you, let me move on. But it comes off very argumentative, which you guys have seen firsthand. And it's not that I'm trying to be argumentative. I'm just trying to get to the answers and have the written documents that are in front of us that affect small property owners like me. So another thing is, on the 1202 date, it was admitted by Tamara and Clint that there was some private landowners that were affected by that trail. And then they changed over to the city, okay? And now all this stuff, if you look at it, is this city plan for the TSP and of what they're doing. And this is very important. Why would you change in the middle of it? Why would you spend all that money on the contractor stuff and change it? Well, the whole point is to get funding here on this process, okay? Train of thought here. So again, I just want to state that I want all these documents, and I'm going to have to go over it line by line. I at written wise, asked for a 7-7-7 on this because of how the complex it is. I ask that you delay this vote so that we can come together. I would preferably want to negotiate with the county and the city a memorandum of understanding on how all this process works, because I'm a little confused at the whole process of how it works. But again, I welcome the negotiations. But let me show you. The city gave me an offer, or my parents an offer in 2001, okay, for $30,000. Just on November 18th, they gave me a letter of intent. I asked them to give me a ORS 35, and all they gave me, and that's part of your packet, that is in your packet today. That means that they want the property, okay, but they are not making the commitment and doing it the right way. The best example is I can get, give me a ring, I want to get married, but give me the ring and do it the right way. Okay, everybody can understand how that works. I'm sorry if that's too much information. The city obviously wants the property, okay, but and I can show you, but you guys have that in your packet. Again, that's that's in the packet as well too. But if you go to the pages in the TMP, you can see in the TSP that they have my property. It's in the pink. It's on there. This is my property right here that they want to expand to the Oregon Trail. And if you look at the Boardman CIP, which should be attached to the record as well too. This is not the first time that the city has done something like this. If you look from the 2021 decision, as far as the power line that went through my property, they said it was for residential use. And I mean, I can give you a copy of this that I definitely want to attach to the record, where it says right here, the transmission line is provided increasing service pressure with existing projected residential growth. This power line goes directly to Amazon and ends at Amazon. And the power went out at a football game, and all the Boardman went out, but there was only one spot that just lit up like a Christmas tree. You can guess which one it was P90X at Amazon. And so I want to make sure that gets added to the record, as far as for some reason there was a misunderstanding about residential growth and it going to Amazon. Another thing is why this is so important. Okay, I gave him an option. Okay, in 2019, let's work together. You may not like me. I come off the wrong way, Stacy. I never mean to do that, and I apologize profusely when I do. But they went inside and through my property. Okay, I wanted them to do option B and go around my property. Now they have this great idea, and they think that they gave a letter of intent. I haven't seen the letter of intent to Craig Coleman, which is Oregon Potato. But they did a letter of intent with him as well too. But again, let's do things the right way, okay? The whole county can succeed, okay? I want to add that to the record. I also, I'm not sure how many of you have read the Rolling Stone magazine, okay? And I said something that's to me, that's very important. I want to add to the record that Rolling Stone magazine an article, and I said this. I said that you guys control the fate of the county in this room. This is why meetings are so important, okay? They talked about it in the Rolling Stone magazine, okay? And it says, this was an Amazon, okay? And I'm putting it into the record for that Rolling Stone magazine. And this was an Amazon employee talking to another Amazon employee with the county officials, okay? It will be noted, not only by the public, but also very important stakeholders who, one, hold the keys to $2 billion, that's the tax incentives, okay, of tax abatements currently in negotiation for business, gatekeepers for the key land acquisitions to meet supply needs and facilitate permitting and water fiber infrastructure approvals, wrote one AWS team member, all of which are critical for continued success. These are the things. This is why civic duty is so important. Your job is so important as for your decision. All I'm asking, okay, is that we delay this vote. It's already up, has Anita on it, okay? I just want them to go, but I do want to show that the port, they have an IGA. I went to that meeting. They haven't solidified it because it was conceptual, not factual, but I did reserve all my rights. Over here, you guys are doing a conceptual next on the Heritage Trail. I can get into it now, but to me, it should go into the record this, because you're segmenting and you're not doing the whole process together, and that's the whole point of GORD 2 coordination. It should all be done at the same time instead of segmenting it up in pieces so that we can sneak one under, even though the county and the board, if you go to the counties, they've solidified the Heritage Trail, but it's a conceptual trail. It's not a factual trail, so we don't know where that trail is going to go yet. You guys get to decide, all right? But they've already funded, and when you fund it, it shows reliance, and that means that you're going to do it, that you're going to act. Then tonight, this was very frustrating. The city, at that January 13th meeting, they did a meeting together with the Parks Master Plan, and that Park Master Plan was, at that time, with the Park and Rec District. The Park and Rec District, 24 hours before, after I email, because you know that I email a lot, well, I email them a lot, okay, and they changed it 24 hours, and they happened to do it the same night as this meeting, okay? I mean, just what are the odds, okay? I just got unlucky on that one. So that is one that you guys control, and on your next agenda item, you guys control whether you fund the conceptual idea for a heritage trail that's gotten $2 million that was on December 30th on the county CIP plan. And so I'm waiting to see this. But this is my point, okay? I want to do this the right way. Let's do the processes the right way. There's propers and procedures, okay? I'm sorry, Tamara, I'm so sorry I came, Clint, I'm so sorry that I came across to you guys, Michaela, are wrong. I just want the value. I want my relationship with my uncle back. I'm so sorry. That's all I want. If I bring him in, please, then we can make it all right. But I want my relationship and what they've done to me and all the stuff that they... I've been very hard with my mom. It's so frustrating because all this makes sense. All this makes sense. I hope it makes sense to you. I hope it makes sense to you. But I promise you, I can go over every step. Okay, I think they could probably do it another way, but you know what? Why can't you sit down at the table and negotiate in good faith according to the law? That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. And I'm not trying to make you mad. You know what, Carla? I want to apologize to you. I'm not mad at you, but you know what? When you're caught, stop and negotiate in good faith. Please do that. And I'm just so frustrated. I'm just so frustrated. At the next meeting, the next agenda, I'll have to go over it. I may have to go back. Please, John Kilkenny, if you guys have any other questions, I would love to answer them to the best of my knowledge. Because once I'm quiet, I can't speak anymore. But that's at the Boardman meetings, they shut me down way worse than they do here. Okay, and that's very frustrating because they've all signed non-disclosures. I hope you guys haven't signed non-disclosures. So, Norma, and I was very proud of Norma that she admitted that that she recused herself, and I was very happy with that. That's all right, just admit, hey, there's a conflict here. Nothing wrong with that. That's fair. Isn't that fair? Mm-hmm. So, I hope that really makes sense, but I'm going to tell you, there's about 50 different scenarios that I could go through as well, too. And, officers, I'm sorry that you guys had to be here for this. I wanted to make sure that this was done non-frictiony. And I appreciate you guys not for interrupting me. That is all I have. But please, if you have questions.
At this time, does anyone on the commission or staff have any questions?
I do. I'm looking at these two maps, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Can you just show me?
Can I come over to you?
Yeah, please. Okay. Okay, so what on this map is your property?
Well, so this is a conceptual map, not a factual map. Mm-hmm. And so that is my property right there.
Where that blue?
Yes.
Where the
yes.
Planned future collect?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a LUBA case from 2022 that says they have to do it. And I wanted them to do the road, but they didn't want to do it up to code.
And so this, you do not agree with this?
No. I agree with it. But so if you go back to the 2022 LUBA, uh-huh. They only made it 60 feet wide, with the city code says you have to make it 75 feet wide. And so I said, yeah, if you're going to do the road, do it up to code. And they said, no, that's for the developer. And I said, well, who's doing the developing? Well, the city is. Well, then great, then do it up to code. That's your code. So they said, no, we're not going to do it. I I went to a LUBA, I won the LUBA case, there was a remand where they have to go back and fix it and do it up to code. I'm all for it. I'm all for everything. I just want you to do it the proper and right way. And you guys right here, with your decision, your vote, seeing the segmentation on how it works, it makes perfect sense, okay? But more importantly, you know what? This is why we pay so much in taxes, and for your civil engagement is so important on how we're doing. So I hope I answered your question
correctly. And then I have one more. You said that they have placed an RV park, future RV park on your land?
So they put in there,
conceptual.
Yeah, the conceptual document. And I said, okay, let's do it. I've now tried to do it, but of course, they're really upset at me, okay? And I still, even if you don't like me, please work with me, okay? It's not that hard. I welcome negotiations to make things happen so that we can lower taxes and be a thriving area that we are.
So what you're asking today is for this commission to say you agree with the future plans and everything, but you want it done in the correct order altogether.
ORS 35, I want the city to make an ORS 35 legal offer so that we can continue and get this done, so that we can get this done the proper way, procedural way, that's non-adversarial, non-confrontational, that's in good faith, and I just don't know why they won't do it. I've begged for it for the last 7 years.
So I feel like, okay, my other kind of thought on this is, so that's in the city limits, which we don't have control of, but if we approve this today, we are saying it's okay for them to go against the ORS.
Mm-mm. Okay, so hold on. So if you approve it, okay, so this is what I'm saying. There's a TSP already that has a NIDA on it. Just say, you know what? Finish the NIDA and then come back to us once you're done.
I can address.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so they, if you adopt it, then they're going to say, okay, well, the county adopted it, the city adopted it, well, then they adopted it, then they adopted it, they adopted it, and then we've got funding, so here we go. And then I have to go take it to LUBA if I so choose, and I reserve my rights to still go to the Land Use Board Appeal. My main thing is, hey, and county will get brought into it because you guys approved it through the LUBA, and you guys will probably have to spend lawyer fees in order to represent yourself as far as this. My main thing is I don't want to pay any more lawyers. Okay, I'm disgusted with it. Okay, and all I have to do, and I do not effectively communicate all the way, away. And I remember you saying to me, "You'll let me hold you accountable, please." And I appreciate you. You remember how much I appreciated that, and I hope this makes sense to all the rest of you guys, and even at home, of why the processes are so important, and we coordinate it. So. There's also one more. I've also been, and Tamara's seen the emails, the EFSC, that's the Oregon Department of Energy. Mm-hmm. So when you start hardening these stuff and creating that reliancy, then they say, oh, well, everything's fine with that power line that goes out there to Loves. So when we do this, we have to coordinate with everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to get along. The South End has to get along with the North End. And that's my point is, let's do that. Let's do it the proper way so that everybody wins. Everybody benefits out of this. And as a property rights owner, I'm asking, please work with me. Please work with me. Okay. Even though it's in the county, okay, it's still the county jurisdiction. So they can say, oh, well, that's just the county. You're still accepting what the city does. So it's still under your supervision. In fact, if you look at this property right here, that is actually Morrow County property. Eric Imes, I think I added that email to him as well, too, where he wanted to build on that property that you guys bought from us.
This is out of the...
Well, I know, but hold on.
We're out of the scope of our discussion. I have let this go on.
Yeah, but Eric Imes tried to build on that property, and Carla said he couldn't because of the road. That answers that question. So that is in scope.
Actually, Carla has a... Claire, didn't you, on the ORS we were talking about, that Liz asked a question about... Do you have a comment on that?
So I just want to make a couple of notes.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, is that what you had?
Sure, I did, okay. Yeah. I'm communicating a little bit with Dan here. So I'll make a couple of comments. First, I'd like to recommend that the commission adopt exhibits 3 and 4 that Mr. Tallman submitted. The first was this community development notice of decision from 2021. That'd be exhibit 3. And the other is this aerial photo with an A and B noted. That would be exhibit 4.
Tamara?
Yes.
When you say adopt, what do you mean? You want the planning commission to adopt that?
Add as exhibits 3 and 4 to the record.
To the record, okay.
To the record, yes. Sorry. Yep.
Then motion to add.
I motion to add.
Okay, second to record.
I second.
Okay. Thank you.
So just a couple of other points. Did you vote on that? I'm sorry, did I interrupt? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. You're all so fast. Okay. So before the Planning Commission tonight is to make a recommendation to the Board of Commissioners to co-adopt the city's transportation system plan, which would apply to the urban growth area. The city and Park and Recreation District Parks Master Plan is not in front of you today. That's strictly a parks plan in the city limits, a nice joint effort between the city and the Parks District. After your recommendation is made tonight, the record technically remains open up until the time the Board of Commissioners has their hearing, February
February
18th, if it's the same as...
It's the same as the BOC, the second Wednesday of the month. Thank you. And additional materials can be submitted up through that time, and then if Mr. Tallman wants to ask for the record to remain open beyond that, he can. There's no obligation for the Planning Commission tonight or the board to honor that request to keep the record open. It's a legislative action. When Mr. Tallman refers to ANITA, a notice of intent to appeal, that's his action with legal counsel to appeal the city's decision to the Land Use Board of Appeals. Dan Kearns, our Land Use Counsel, can confirm this, anything I say, or he can tell you I was wrong. The city's decision is final until it's either remanded or overturned by the Land Use Board of Appeals. So I think we're on pretty solid grounds to continue moving forward tonight. I think that's all I have to say. If Dan might have some additional guidance. Did you have any other process guidance? Oh, sorry. The map that Stephen Resix pulled up, we've heard this for quite some time, and as a team, we thought it would be useful to show a visual example. So the sort of purpley pink line up on the top, that's the location of the Heritage Trail, and it's separated from Mr. Tallman's property by a couple of roads and the intersection. All of the dark gray area is in the city limits. Everything outside is either in the urban growth area or the county. And that hatched mark line is the BPA easement. Not at this hearing, but the next hearing after you've dispensed of this action, we will talk about our Heritage Trail, and we've included this as an exhibit for that as well. But the city's not proposing on any of the documents we've reviewed, and Clint can speak to that better during the next hearing, that any facility is even in close proximity to Mr. Thomas's property. So once I saw that visual, it made a lot more sense to me that... We've concluded that nothing that you would review tonight has any direct impact on his property.
I have a question for Jonathan. Okay. So I tried to look through as much as I could, just getting it yesterday. Yeah. So I read as much and tried to understand as much as I could. I will admit that, you know, getting it yesterday and by today, I'll totally understand it. But on the TSA plan, that's what we're dealing with now, right, not the Heritage Trail, because I think I'm familiar with the land, I'd like to see that slide where it shows the road going through your property. Is that what you're objecting to?
So again, it's conceptual, not factual, okay? No, that's very important.
From the materials that I've